is up $16.70 a day. I'm not going to get too much into that. You know, really the biggest news of the day that I covered some in the first hour, and I'll come up in the rebroadcast after Gerald Celente joins us, is the Washington Times exclusive Al-Qaeda says bio attack from Mexico. I was on neocon sites months ago with this government operative sitting up there saying, oh, yes, we're going to ship anthrax in. We have 300,000+ U.S. militia members. And then they say they're white supremacists. So they always take militia, means gun owner, the DHS reports. And they say they are white supremacists. So the lies stack on the lies. And then they're going to kill hundreds of thousands of Americans with anthrax. And then right on time, Obama is saying this in speeches, right as Al-Qaeda, bin Laden, you know, they've done the voice prints, this fake tapes pops up. You got the grandson of the head of the ADL, Adam Gadon, popping up, agreeing. You know, they do this all at one time. And the Intel Center, publicly run by the former head of Army Black Ops and the former head of CIA Black Ops, that both work for Rumsfeld, they run the Intel Center, publicly puts out videos of Adam Gadon and Al-Qaeda, American Al-Qaeda, with the Intel Center logo loaded in the same video layer as the Al-Qaeda logo. They were put on together at the same time. It's the same generation. Do you understand what that means? It's totally fake. And then Glenn Beck comes out. Let's play this clip right now, just part of it. He comes out and, I love America. He's always crying. He does this fake thing and he'll laugh at you. FEMA camps aren't real. Ron Paul supporters are terrorists, but I like Ron Paul. We need to use the army against the American people. And I've talked about this unholy alliance of Al-Qaeda and the militias, which is all what the DHS report says, which is all what the feds have been saying since Oklahoma City when they had Arabs with McVeigh in that government operation, but for some reason pulled back from saying Arabs were involved. And I predicted for in the future to bring that back out and claim that Arabs and Al-Qaeda work with American gun owners to sick Homeland Security on the American people, which is now happening years later. Here's the clip.
He goes on to suggest that Al-Qaeda will work with what he claims are 300,000 American white supremacist militias who also hate the U.S. government. If you're a longtime viewer of my program, you know that I've been talking about that unholy alliance for a while. There is no need for airplanes, conspiracies, timings, and so on. One person with the courage to carry 4 pounds of anthrax will go to the White House lawn and will spread the confetti all over them. And then we will do these cries of joy.
This is something, I mean, is this just a nonsense recruiting, or is this something that we have evidence that he really means this and he has the ability to do this?
The White House really launches the anthrax attacks.
Absolutely. They mean to do us harm. This is no nonsense. This is an insight into Al-Qaeda.
Meanwhile, hit pause. I can't listen to this baloney. I can't listen to the Washington Times reporter that put out this exclusive Al-Qaeda ICE bio attack from Mexico, and the news said the flu was Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is a CIA program name. Brzezinski brags about it. Al-Qaeda was used to attack the Serbs, the Russians, to take the blame for attacking the U.S. British intelligence set up the Wahhabists, and the White House admits they are using Al-Qaeda, the number three in Al-Qaeda, to attack Iran, bomb their mosque and airplanes to bring down the Shiite government. But they think our media is so dumb, and they think our people are so dumb, the globalists say Iran is backing Al-Qaeda when Iran is Shiite. And then Israel admits they founded Hezbollah, Hamas. Israel admits they founded Hamas to counter Hezbollah, which is Shiite. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, the military-industrial complex has taken America over. It needs to have an excuse, so it's going to stage terror attacks as a pretext to put NORTHCOM on the streets of this country. And it's all designed, and NORTHCOM admits their main mission is fighting American gun owners, former veterans. But to do that, they got to say veterans and gun owners are Al-Qaeda working with the white supremacists. And that's the script Glenn Beck and the Washington Times are putting out. We told you they would.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he is kind enough to join us from his home in his historic New York. I guess they're in the Hudson Valley, you'd say. Correct me if I'm wrong. He is the martial artist of trend forecasting. The purpose of trend forecasting is to provide insights and directions in anticipation of what the future may bring and to be prepared for the unexpected. Gerald Celente, a close combat practitioner and black belt trainer, well understands the importance of protecting rather than reacting. And being proactive. The first rule of close combat is to attack the attacker. Action is faster than reaction. The same holds true for the future. You know the future is coming. Attack it before it attacks you. Founder of the Trends Research Institute in 1980, Gerald Celente is a pioneer trends strategist. He is author of the national bestseller Trends 2000 and Trend Tracking Warner Books, and far better than Megatrends, and publisher of the internationally circulated Trends Journal newsletter, and that's putting it lightly. He's made a lot of accurate predictions, been very accurate for decades, and we always enjoy having Gerald Celente up here because we understand that we need to see where the elite are going, what the globalists are setting up, what's happening in the future. Gerald, you and I and many others predicted GM would go bankrupt. They're hacking it up in pieces, giving it to China, Russia, and Brazil. The public doesn't seem to know that, even though it's in Bloomberg and the news. It's buried that we're paying the bailout money through World Trade Organization agreements, that the bailout money can't be spent exclusively here, so large portions have to be spent internationally. So we're paying to have it shipped out overseas. Banks are collapsing. Real estate market, you predicted a year ago on this show, is you know, really imploding faster. And you said the big thing would be commercial real estate. Now that's accelerating. They're openly announcing youth brigades, red and black uniforms. We're going to play some video of that. We found a new bill. Burmese did earlier. He's going to be covering tonight, 9 to midnight, here on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to cover that with you, where they openly say again, national compulsory service. It's even though you and I have predicted this is coming and many others have seen, you know, the tyranny, it's still hard to believe it's actually manifesting. Gerald Celente.
It is hard to believe it. It began really under in full blast under Bush with his TARP programs. And buying out, as we did with Bear Stearns, was that $30 billion they guaranteed. That sale to, I believe it was J.P. Morgan, to take over Fannie and Freddie, the mortgage companies, owning AIG, the world's largest insurance company, now Chrysler and GM. And as we know, the definition of the merger of corporate state powers is called fascism, according to Mussolini, who knew a thing or two about it. And that's what we're seeing now, the first stages of what we're calling fascism light. And you're pointing it out very well with the uniforms, the compulsory service, and all of the steps that they're taking, where the government is now infringing deeper and deeper into our lives, to the point where now one out of every $6 that are being spent in this country is coming from the government. So it's a trend that happened really in a little over a year, where America went from the world's greatest entrepreneurial country, where no one was too big to save, or to fail, where now the rest of us are too small to save, and we're becoming servants of the major companies. Again, current events form future trends. We just look at the expansion plans for Walmart. It's very ironic. They used to say, as goes General Motors, well, what's good for General Motors is good for America. And now we can say, as goes Walmart, so goes America. They're going to create another, they're bragging about it, 22,000 jobs. Whoopee. Compare those to the jobs we used to have when this country had a manufacturing base.
Well, Walmart, I mean, don't they on the whole food chain, they fill kind of the vulture or maggot position, that sure, the vultures and maggots do well when the rest of the economy's dead, but only for a time.
Well, that's exactly it, and the kind of jobs they produce. I mean, who really wants to, you know, go to college or anywhere else, even get a high school degree, and then be relegated to working at Walmart? You know,
I know a lot of folks with college degrees who are working at the grocery store or Walmart, and they're not too happy. That's something else you talk about. It's the college bubble, but go ahead.
So what we're doing is, when you hear these advertisements, Alex, where Walmart brags about, you know, everyday low prices, well, sure, everyday low, we're turning into a Walmart economy. Everyday low prices. With everyday low prices comes everyday low paying jobs. With everyday low paying jobs comes everyday low quality. So everyday America is sinking lower and lower. The GM bailout in this country, it should be, I believe that these people in Congress, from the president down, should be being brought up on criminal charges for abrogating our Constitution and becoming so involved in private industry to the levels that they've become. And when you read their thin defense for it, they use quotes like, well, we had to do this, and we hope to be... What do you mean you had to do this? Who said you had to do this? Certainly not the American people.
Well, so, notice, Gerald Celente, that the more they do, the worse it gets for all of us, but the better for them. And this is my question for you, and then finish the point we're making, is that we have the IMF and World Bank bragging about imploding third world nations by design, buying off their governments, destroying confidence in the supposed recovery, then consolidating even more. the big government system, the big central banks offshore, George Soros saying he's having a great crisis, culmination of his life, they're bragging that they love it, everything's falling apart, because then they are flush with all the fiat currency and credit they create out of nothing. They get to buy up all the real assets. They get to pose as the saviors of the crisis they created. They're openly announcing a new Bank of the World will pay our carbon taxes to. They're telling us the new recovery is lower quality, less jobs, less freedom, less mobility. So they're advertising bondage and chains as the recovery. I mean, they know these people are crazy like a fox, or do you disagree?
Well, you know, to some extent, yes and no, in the sense that I think they're crazy like a fox in that the objective is to take control of our lives, and they're doing it in every way possible. And they use these crises, not that they're so much as manufactured, but they exploit them for everything that they're worth. And that, as Rahm Emanuel had noted, that, you know, you never let a good crisis, you know, be squandered. And that's what they're really doing as we see it. The second thing, Alex, is in building on what you said, is one of our forecasts, as you know, we're calling for the bailout bubble. And just briefly, we had first a dot-com
bubble. I got to stop you. You said that first, I remember, like a year ago or 9, 10 months ago. Now they're calling it bailout bubble on the news without giving you credit. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, that happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So now the bailout, first that we had, well, not first, but the most recent was the dot-com bubble. The dot-com bubble burst, $5 trillion is lost in the markets. Rather than let their too big to fail friends lose big money, they created the other bubble. They lowered interest rates to 46-year lows, flooded the marketplace with cheap money. Again, every time they do that, they devalue our standard of living. But they created the real estate bubble. Go out and borrow on your house. It's a piggy bank. You want to build that new addition, go on a vacation, buy a new car. It's cheap. Just go do it. They created the next bubble. That bubble burst. And, of course, they love to blame the little people, not talking about ever these leveraged buyout firms like Carlyle and Blackstone and Cerberus, on and on, who bought companies for virtually no money down worth tens of billions of dollars. That was where the real credit crisis happened, by the way.
And by the way, before you, I forget, let me bring this up. I'm sure you've seen all the news where they do stress tests on healthy banks, and the government says, no, you haven't done well, so the bank plunges, and then the government basically hands it over to Carlyle. I mean, this is just piracy.
Well, again, look who's involved with Carlyle. Look at the members of the Carlyle Group. You know, it's the Bush wing of the mafia. You know, so as we look at the players, you know where the money goes. Follow the money. So now we have the bailout bubble. And this really, what we're talking about now is that, and building on what you said, now when this bubble bursts, and it's going to burst, when this one bursts, there's no way to reinflate another bubble.
This is the mega bubble, this is the fait complete, the coup de grace, this is the final bubble.
The final bubble, because now what's happened is, unlike those other bubbles, our economic superstructure has been changed, because now government has printed phantom money out of thin air, based on nothing, producing practically nothing, has taken equity positions in private enterprise with executive control and management powers over these corporations. So now when this breaks, there's nothing left to refill it. And here's the next step. With each failure, they create a even bigger failure. We are concerned that after this bubble breaks, the next crisis they create will be taking us to war. They do it all the time.
Stay there, Gerald Celente. Break that down when we get back. And by the way, what he's saying mirrors what Paul Watson wrote about 6 months ago, the Rand Corporation. This was big news in Europe, not on the news here. Said we need a World War II size global crisis to be able to get us out of this, and they call it a bubble. So they're certainly doing some trends forecasting over at Rand. in a very wicked way.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Folks, we have criminals in control of our nation robbing us. They are so ruthless and so cunning that they know it's going to cause rioting and revolution. They don't care. They're all buying duchies offshore. And by the way, I know quite a few billionaires. They evacuated years ago. They know what Gerald Celente knows. They know what we know. This is the court of the Crimson King. By the time this is done, a lot of blood is going to flow in the streets. I'm Not looking forward to it. And all you foolish petty tyrants that serve the system, I really feel sorry for you, because California's already going bankrupt, as Gerald predicted on the show 8-9 months ago. Gerald Celente, we're getting into the new mega bubble, a cascade of failures, starting a war. Let's get into that. Because as bad as this news is, it's better to know it's coming. I mean, if I lived in a valley and somebody called me and said the dam just broke, you'll be in 20 feet of water in 10 minutes, get out of there, I would thank them that I could get to high ground. We get bitched at because the delusional public thinks, some of them, that, oh, well, just be positive, and if we just make up it's okay, it'll be okay. They'd rather not be warned that the dam just broke upstream, Gerald.
Well, that's it. I mean, people are living on illusion. They don't want to face the reality. And, of course, this is a Disney world, and people do live in it. We're talking about the war, Alex. Of course, you know, we're not saying that this is going to happen. We're saying it's likely to happen, considering the trends that are taking place. They're adding up to it. Each time, again, that's why we're talking about one bubble after the next. With each bubble, they reinflate it to a bigger bubble, to yet a bigger bubble. And then when there's nothing else left to do, they become emboldened by their failures, and they take you to war. You go throughout history, and this is historical. They do it all the time. They can no longer cover up their failures.
Well, that's what Rand Corporation says. They say World War II got us out of the Depression. We need something that big. And they look at Korea. They look at Iran. They discuss, where should we start a war? My God.
It looks like at this moment, and from listening to President Obama, he's putting a lot of focus on Pakistan.
Yeah.
And we're seeing what's happening there as the war is being prosecuted. And of course, they've escalated the Afghan war, put in a new commander, and McChrystal, and it's spreading into Afghan. And there's a crisis going on over there now in the Swat Valley. Over a million people whose homes have been displaced. And so what happens is, this is a very logical progression. The more people you kill in foreign countries, the more they hate you, and the more they're going to want to retaliate. So what we're forecasting is there's going to be a retaliatory strike against the United States coming out of the Middle East as a result of our escalation of wars in those areas. What will happen is they'll call it terrorism rather than getting even, and they'll blame it on people that hate our liberty and freedoms, and they'll escalate it into something bigger. It's an old story, and it will be repeated. Just the players will change. The lines will be almost the same.
So we're talking about encirclement of Russia, Pakistan, India, Kashmir, with Pakistan and Afghanistan escalating, North Korea out of control. You can just see all the fires all over that crescent there from Eastern Europe all the way into Southeast Asia. I mean, this is just horrifying. What's your timeline on this?
Well, again, it's very difficult to put a timeline on these because, you know, for example, we had predicted that the crash of 2009 would have taken place already. We believed it would have happened in March, and it was right on schedule to do so. The market hit a low on March 9th. But they come up with schemes undreamed of. Who would have thought, for example, as you pointed out, that so much has changed with this country, where now we own General Motors, with 60% owners of this company? Who would have dreamed that they would be pumping $12.8 trillion into the system?
Unbelievable. Gerald Celente, stay there. Quick break, long segment coming up. And we'll give out his website as well for everybody that wants to check it out. So get a pen and paper ready. This is the GCN Radio Network. I am Alex Jones. And again, we have 30 minutes left in this transmission. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change him, he will. For a man has invented his doom.
We're going to have Gerald Celente back up in the next month or so. He's very busy to discuss ways to get out of this. The problem is the establishment isn't listening and doesn't care, so how do solutions even matter? Well, I guess once we overthrow this system, the danger will be that some new tyranny will be brought in, as Ron Paul has said. It's very rare to have a revolution that doesn't turn into something as bad or worse. That's why I'm not all rah-rah revolution, unless it's what the founders did. It's so special what this country did. I want to talk some with Gerald before he leaves us about that. But before we do that, I want to tell you about a sponsor that's made this hour possible, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Folks, these are just great folks, the people from Solutions at Science. And they have the Survival Seed Bank. Great prices, high quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. These are heirloom, 877-327-0365. Plus, gardens are fun. I mean, I've got a garden no matter where I live. I have a little bitty backyard, and I've got a garden with tomatoes and stuff growing. And, you know, my aunt and uncle got a huge garden. My parents have a big garden. It's just wonderful. Your kids love it. Get high quality seeds. The big seed companies, Monsanto and others, are buying up these companies all up on record, building big secret seed vaults that have been in the news, so they're not too secret. Trying to get a control over agriculture, trying to create a monopoly, trying to shut down the farms and ranches with a national animal ID and national premises ID. They're raiding Amish that are selling their own milk, or people selling eggs and watermelons on the side of the road are being SWAT teamed. I mean, you can't make this up. Just Google farmer SWAT team. They want us to be, live in a big prison like Stalin had in Russia. And a great place to fight back is SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And one final sponsor I want to tell you about is Home Gain. You can go to this website. It's absolutely free. Enter in your home address. I used this site before they were sponsors. Okay, they've been around for 10 years. And you put in your home address, and it gives you the real market value that realtors are really looking at for your home. It's got another function where you enter your home and basic information, or use a mock home example, and they tell you the cheapest, easiest upgrades to do that will increase your home's value, the best for resale. They've also got stuff for buyers. So it's all there at HOMEGAIN.com, HomeGain.com, or just check out Max Little Orange Gorilla on InfoWars.com. That's their mascot, and that is the mascot for HomeGain.com. Going back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, tell folks about your website and how they can subscribe to get your great Trends Forecast Journal.
Right, it's TrendsResearch.com. That's TrendsResearch.com. And what we encourage them to do is to look at our past trends journals. For example, we have the top trends of 2008. That they could look at the whole journal, and they could judge for themselves. The motto, of course, of the Trends Research Institute is think for yourself. And so they could see what we have forecast, what has come true, and what's going to happen. And much of what we have written is in the headlines news today. And about the things to do, by the way, in survival, I'm a strong believer, and I do it myself, is I buy gold. And we are forecasting gold 2,000 an ounce. And you can see, again, current events form future trends. We can see they just sent Timothy Geithner, our Treasury Secretary, over to China to try to soothe out the deal because the world is starting to unload dollars. You can see, for example, again, current events form future trends. Gold is now moving back toward the $1,000 an ounce mark, crept up very quickly. The dollar is again losing against the key basket of currencies. Several months ago it was 124 to a euro. Now it's about 142. So the world knows that you cannot print phantom money out of thin air based on nothing and producing practically nothing without destroying the economy.
Well, Gerald, interrupt. I saw a bunch of news articles. I forgot to cover them the last few days. In fact, guys, Google this for me. Top insurance company buys gold first time
in
history.
$400 million they bought.
Tell folks about that, Mr. Celente.
I believe it was Northwestern or it was Northwest Mutual. They have $400 or $200 million worth of gold they bought for the first time in business. I think they're in business like 150 years.
Yeah, that's what it said. And then I did more searches and found out a bunch of governments, like the Chinese, the Arabs, the Europeans. Other insurance companies are quietly moving into gold. They've never done that. What does that tell you, Gerald Celente?
It tells us that the fiat currencies, particularly the dollar, are not going to be worth the paper they're printed on. Again, even when you hear Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke yesterday warning that there's a risk of another crisis on the horizon.
Inflation.
And they're not going to be able to print more money to bail us out. They're running out of games. So the timeline, by the way, Alex, during the summer, things usually quiet down. Yeah, Europe goes on vacation. And things start getting real again around September, October. Again, you just look through history. When we saw the crisis that happened in 2008, it happened in September. I think it was September 15th. It was with Lehman Brothers went belly up, the biggest bankruptcy in our history, AIG crisis, Merrill Lynch. And one after another. What happens is when people come back from vacations, they start looking at the books in a lot of different ways. They get real about it. So September, October is one way, time to look. The other one, and this is the one that's going to tell the final story. It's going to be Christmas sales 2009. Watch how those sales come. them in, you're going to see them in way, way worse than they were last year, and they were terrible last year. Then you move into the new year, and that's when things in 2010 really start to unravel. That's our timeline.
And you're saying the only rabbit in the hat they've got that you see for another bubble, this is the end of the bubbles unless they start a huge war?
Yeah, but this time it's different than the times before in the sense that this time we'll have wars of weapons of mass destruction. It's not going to be giant fleets fighting each other in the Pacific or tanks, you know, coming at each other over the battlefields. This will be suitcase-sized nuclear weapons. Matter of fact, my book Trends 2000, which came out in December of 1996, the whole front of it was front-loaded with the breakup of the former Soviet Union and all of the nuclear materials on the black market that was spread throughout the world, and they're still out there. So we're going to see a very different war. This will be out of control. No one will know what to do, and the chaos will be beyond what any Hollywood movie could ever dream up.
So you're talking about a black ops, special ops war.
Yes. Again, you know, anybody could get over into anybody's country. It's not a big deal. Borders are very porous. I remember writing in the Trends Journal, I believe it was 1998, about over 100 suitcase-sized nuclear weapons were lost in Russia. I mean, lost? You know, so it's going to be that kind of thing, weapons of mass destruction. We call it WWMD3. World Wars of Weapons.
Okay, I want to go over that with you because you know, you've talked about it, government-sponsored terror. There's certainly some real terror and real wars between powers. But look at these global banks. They're bringing in their world government. They're using the global crisis to get their global carbon tax. They engineered the crisis, whether by design or by their idiocy. The point is, they're clearly getting power and control out of it. Now they need to have a world government come into place out of this bigger crisis. They need to have a war, just like they used World War I to get League of Nations, World War II to get UN. Now they say we need one more big war to bring in the final world government. I see all the evidence that this is planned out. And if suitcase nukes aren't brought in, if somebody isn't stupid enough to attack, then I see them staging it because it's the only bubble, the only crisis that they have left to bring them into power. So I agree with what you say, Gerald, and I see them making the preparations, hardening government facilities, preparing tattletale squads, domestic infrastructure, DHS reports that Americans are terrorists, youth brigades. I see huge industrial buildup for war against the people, Northcom making announcements. You said this a year ago. We've been talking about it for a long time. Zolik warns stimulus sugar high won't stem unemployment. What you just said, with Bernanke saying the money has to end because they've already bought everything up. He says unemployment increases that will cause political combustible issue. And destabilization and conflict. He says rising joblessness threatens to set off political unrest across the globe. So they're saying this, but like beaters beating the bushes to drive out, you know, the mastodons over the cliff. We're the mastodons. This is all crazy like a fox going right towards their world government. So, Gerald Celente, your take on that?
Well, whether they cause it or exploit it, it's going to happen in the sense that you also have worldwide unrest. Latvia, we saw it in Greece, Iceland, you're seeing it in France. You look what's happening over in Spain. The unemployment rate is almost 20%. Ireland, the UK, and in the U.S., you're going to start seeing it happening, whether or not, and then again, as I said, they are fomenting war in the Middle East with the escalation in Afghanistan and in Pakistan.
So that's clearly a false flag. That, I mean, clearly there, they know they're stirring the pot on purpose.
Exactly. So whether or not they create the terror or the terror is created from their actions, one way or another, they're setting the stage for it. So what we're saying at this point is that the escalation of the Afghan-Pakistan wars are setting the stage for terrorism, 9/11 levels, again, whether manufactured or real, we're going to see it. And the people, look, you look at the poll data now. Most people are in favor of these wars in the United States. So if they say, you know, we're being attacked by Islamo-fascists because they hate our liberty and freedom, the people are going to swallow it again.
Gerald Celente, Prince Forecaster, what did you think about, or did you see, the Pakistan president? They're saying, why are you helping terrorists? And he goes, Al-Qaeda, Taliban was created by the U.S. against the Russians and pushed. You guys are using them to destabilize us, which is what's really going on. You know, they don't control all the groups, but they nudge them and fund them and stir them up. And he made that point, and the person interviewing him on NBC kind of shut up. It seems like this trick is starting to wear a bit thin.
Precisely. And as a matter of fact, in this next Trends Journal summer edition that will be coming out in a few weeks, we're reviewing the history of Pakistan, which we had written about when they assassinated Benazir Bhutto in January, I believe it was December 2007. And now her husband, Zardari, is the president of Pakistan. Well, they used to call him Mr. 10%, because he used to take 10% of all the government action. He did time in jail for being accused of raping the government of $5 billion. I mean, it's one criminal enterprise after another. And we're in the thick of it.
Absolutely. Gerald Celente, I don't know if you've seen this yet. It just came out last night. Washington Times playing some one of millions, you know, crazy imams bragging about it. We had one fighter to bring anthrax to America and kill hundreds of thousands. I've seen this months ago. They take this like it's breaking news and say he works with the gun-owning militia. Then they tie militia to white supremacists. Same thing that they do in the DHS report that says gun owners, veterans are the number one threat. And we see all of Homeland Security, NORTHCOM, being set up to suppress a legitimate revolution by the American people, or a restoration, which you've been predicting. We've got Zolik at the World Bank saying this is coming. They're clearly now swinging around the Homeland Security system, the apparatus, to point it at the American people, saying we are Al-Qaeda. So they clearly know they're about to do some things politically, where they're going to sick Homeland Security on the general public, and they're training local police departments nationwide. This is confirmed that veterans will come back and bomb you with IEDs, and that the veterans work with Al-Qaeda. Do you think this new load of bull is going to sell?
Well, again, if there's an attack of any kind, whether it's a manufactured or legitimate, the people respond very quickly by fear, as we saw with Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. They'll swallow most of what's said to them.
But now they're going to say the gun owners are the terrorists. They're going to say, oh, Al-Qaeda hit us, take the people's guns, the gun owners are Al-Qaeda. I mean, that is really over the top.
We don't believe, by the way, that Second Amendment rights will be repealed. I mean, I'm a strong advocate of Second Amendment rights.
Why? Because they can't get away with it?
They will not be able to get away with it. No matter how hard they try, you're going to have states that are going to be more stringent than others, but overall they're not going to be able to stop it. The protest will be too strong. We will say that in our lifetime, unless, of course, there's something, beyond anything that we're talking about right now that happens, they will not get away with taking away our Second Amendment rights.
Well, I agree. We've got a good chance. The pro-gun culture is growing. Women are getting into guns. People are finding out how great it is to be, to defend yourself. But what I'm asking, because I really want your opinion on this, is the Homeland Security documents that we broke, it makes a nexus between gun owners, veterans, and says they're the number one threat, and basically are Al-Qaeda, are white supremacists. Now I'm seeing that as a drumbeat. White Al-Qaeda, it's totally asinine that, that white Al-Qaeda works for bin Laden, is going to release anthrax. What I'm saying is, clearly they're trying to get ready to sick NORTHCOM on the American people. How asinine is that in your view? A. B. Will they get away with it?
Well, I don't think that's going to be one of their first steps. And yes, they can get away with anything at any given time if the conditions are right. But we wouldn't see that as the issue right now.
Boy, they've got a lot of chutzpah, though, to try to...
Well, they'll try anything, Alex. You know that. And then they keep throwing out these trial balloons to see how far they'll go. But the thing that we have to watch out for on an individual basis, as we see it right now, is an economic meltdown and people making sure, and then those, and the, for example, with the seed companies you're talking about, planting your own gardens, being as self-sufficient as possible, understanding where your money is, will you be able to get a hold of it, finding careers that are going to pay because you're not going to be able to get a job going to college with a useless degree that they're putting out now.
All right, stay there. Final segment with Gerald Celente. We'll put his website up on screen for you. TrendsResearch.com, TrendsResearch.com. My sites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Just always amazing having Gerald Celente on. Final segment straight ahead. We'll talk about how he sees the economy unfolding here.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
By the way, you can see Gerald Celente in my film, The Obama Deception, number one film online. I don't have time to count it all up on YouTube and Google and everywhere, but over 20 million free views of the film online. And I judge that by success. I want to reach minds, reach people, stop the globalists from wrecking the planet, have a new renaissance, same thing Gerald Celente wants. But if you want the high-quality DVD with the extras and see it like it's meant to be seen in high quality, instead of cruddy internet, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and see it in high quality, burn it to DivX, give it to people, or get the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Gerald Celente, in the 4 minutes we have left, man, I can have a million more questions for you. Break it down. You say Christmas is going to be really bad. Then we go into 2010. How do you see this unfolding? Towards depression, and then how do you see the establishment responding? You've already said war, but specifically, domestically, what's this going to look like?
Domestically, we're going to see crime go through the roof. They actually argue that as economic conditions decline, crime doesn't worsen. Yes, it does. And not at all kinds of crime, from the top down. So there's going to be more scammers, more thievery, Wall Street doing more deals to steal every penny they can get. Crime is going to increase in terms also of gang violence. We're already seeing it in the numbers, of course, you know, of people buying guns, buying safes. Only the people that can't read the handwriting on the wall are going to be caught with what's going to happen, because we're moving in to what we're saying unequivocally is going to be the greatest depression, and it's going to be worldwide. Again, the data doesn't lie. Globally, the trade is off over 20%. You can't keep business going with those kind of numbers. We're going to see a temporary reprieve because of all of the money they're dumping into the system. So that's going to knock people off. They're going to believe there's going to be the green shoots of recovery. But when you dump this money manure all over the planet, as they're doing now with the tens of trillions of dollars, it's going to look like recovery, but it's not going to be. So when it collapses from this one down, boy, you better be in a good place. You better have a job that's going to be withstand depression-proof tremors, because a lot of people aren't going to make it. House foreclosures are going to skyrocket, and the commercial real estate bubble has already popped. They're just not announcing it.
Absolutely. A lot of different animals, dolphins, ferrets, they know when a hurricane or tornado is coming the day before, or an earthquake. Do you think the public sees the political changes, or do you think they instinctively are buying all the guns and safe off the shelves? I mean, that tells me the public's ready to defend themselves.
The public is ready to defend themselves, not so much against the government, nor are we. Well, my reasons, for example, of owning weapons is to defend myself against the lunatics that are running out in the street.
Yes.
Uneducated, whacked out on drugs. Their minds are blown. Right around the corner from me, the Key Bank in Kingston, New York, was robbed twice in a week.
Oh, I know. Crime is just exploding, and the news is saying it's not, and the police are under attack, and then they're acting crazy as well. Just society's going nuts. Gerald Celente, website is trendsresearch.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us, sir, and I look forward to getting an interview with you up in New York for the new Obama film coming out in September. God bless you, sir, and thank you for spending time with us.
Always my pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. There goes Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com on the audio streams. Jason Burmes coming up tonight, 9 to midnight, with the new draft bill, National Compulsory Service. Great job, crew. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.